This is Akashwani, the news read by Punita Bakshi. Campaigning has intensified for the remaining phases of Lok Sabha polls as the Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held two rallies in Telangana. Addressing a public meeting at Vemulwada in Karimnagar Lok Sabha constituency this morning, the Prime Minister attributed the credit for achievements of the NDA government during the last 10 years to the people. He said the vote given to him made the country a defence exporter from a defence importer and removed Article 370 from Kashmir. While addressing a rally in Warangal, the Prime Minister said the country will not tolerate the disrespect of people on the basis of their skin colour. He is currently addressing a rally at Begumpet in Andhra Pradesh. In Uttar Pradesh, many star campaigners of different political parties are canvassing for their party candidates today. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi addressed her first political rally in Rae Bareli for this election. Targeting BJP, she said the Saffron Party is misleading the people, and if her party comes to power, then the wages of Asha workers, Anganwadi workers and MG Narega workers will be doubled. Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav came down heavily on BJP in a rally in Shahjahanpur and said that the party makes false promises. He also addressed a political rally in favour of party candidate in Farukhabad. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah also addressed the political rally in Lakhimpur Kheri district in favour of the party candidate. In Kerala, a young video journalist of the Matribhumi TV news channel A.V. Mukesh was killed in a wild elephant attack in the Malampura Kanyikod area in Palakkad district this morning. The attack occurred when he was trying to take the visuals of a herd of wild elephants trying to cross a river. He was rushed to the hospital but succumbed to his injuries. Two others who were with him managed to escape. The Kerala government has instructed all districts to remain vigilant following reported cases of West Nile fever in three districts of the state. Health Minister Veena George confirmed that the fever transmitted by Culex mosquitoes has been identified in Thrissur, Malappuram and Kozhikode districts. The minister directed all districts to take necessary measures for mosquito control and urged the public to seek immediate treatment if experiencing symptoms such as headache, vomiting, muscle ache and itching. The fever was first detected in Kerala in 2011. Over 7,000 Hajj pilgrims from the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir are scheduled to undertake the Hajj pilgrimage this year. The first flight will leave Srinagar International Airport tomorrow. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the departure of Hajj pilgrims from Jammu and Kashmir will commence tomorrow with the first batch of 320 Hajj pilgrims. About 37 women pilgrims will also undertake the sacred journey without a mihram, with the majority embarking from Srinagar. The coordinated airport managements will ensure a hassle-free experience for the pilgrims and their families. The Civil Aviation Ministry has called for a report from Air India Express regarding cancellation of flights and asked them to resolve the issues promptly. Sources said the ministry has also asked them to ensure facilities to passengers as per DGCA norms. Earlier, dozens of international and domestic Air India Express flights were cancelled after senior crew members went on mass sick leave without notice. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast a fresh spell of heat wave over Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh till Friday. The IMD added that hot and humid weather will prevail over Puducherry for the next 2 days and over coastal Gujarat for the next 5 days. The 2024 edition of the Grand Chess Tour, GCT, will start off today with the Rapid and Blitz leg in Warsaw, Poland. This is the first time in GCT history that three Indians, D. Gukesh, Arjun Erigasi and R. Praganatha, will be taking part. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will lock horns with Lucknow Super Giants at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad today. In yesterday's match, Delhi Capitals defeated Rajasthan Royals by 20 runs at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.